This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Julian Villard, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Julian. Now, before the break, our contestant Jake won his way to the final round, but we're going to find out a little later who he will face off against. But first, we have a game called Mystery Guest. A stranger is about to come onto our stage. Julian and I have no idea what this person does or what makes them special, but only our puzzle guru, Art Chung, knows the answer.
That's right, I do. Our mystery guest today is responsible for a hot new food trend. Mystery guest, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Darren Wong.
So what's interesting about Darren is that his food creation looks like something else. So your job is to tell us what his creation is and what it looks like.
Both things.
You and Julian will have to ask yes or no questions to figure it out.
Okay. Is your food creation made out of meat?
No.
Is it made out of bread?
No.
That's it.
All right. Is it like a sculpture?
Yeah, I'd say that, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Is it a vegetable sculpture?
Oh, I'm going to go with yes.
Well,
yes.
Okay. Plant-based is what
we
said?
Yeah, plant-based is a vegetable.
Right, it's like vegetable, animal, mineral, vegetable.
It's not meat.
Would I recognize it as a plant?
Nope.
What?
Is it seasonal? Like, can you only eat it in a certain season?
Well, I've only been in business for one season.
Where'd you find this guy, Art?
Ask him how big is it, maybe.
Yeah, all right. Is it bigger than a bread box? What's a bread box? I don't know what a bread box is. Is it bigger?
I can give you a big clue.
Give me a big clue.
It's about the size of a boob.
It's about the size of a boob? Is that what you just said? Whose boob?
Maybe a question of either its color or its consistency.
Does it look like a boob?
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of people said that.
A lot of people say it looks like a boob. Is it pinkish, flesh colored?
No.
Does it look like a ghost, like a Pokemon or something? I don't know.
It is clear.
Okay.
It is clear. Weird.
Right, I think we're going to give you one question each. That's a pretty big hint. It is clear.
And it's the size of a medium boob. I guess jelly is see-through. Maybe it's made of jelly.
It's a jelly.
What? It's a jelly!
It's a jelly.
All right.
Okay.
Julian, one more question.
Is it a clear marshmallow basketball thing? I don't... Really? I was on to something?
Close. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
I think it's pretty close, but we can't give it to you. But Darren, can you please explain your food creation?
I make the raindrop cake.
Oh!
Oh, my God. I've seen you on television.
Yeah.
All right, Darren, for our listeners at home, please explain what the raindrop cake is.
So raindrop cake is made out of agar, which is a seaweed.
Oh,
so that's where the plant comes
right,
from.
Right, right. I would have
And it
that.
Looks clear. It looks like a giant raindrop. Some people think it looks like a boob.
Sure. And what made you decide, like, how did you come to create this thing?
I originally saw it in Japan, and I was sort of inspired. I thought that it would be a really cool sort of trendy New York food item. I thought people would eat it up. And
you're right. So how are sales?
Pretty good.
Can you keep up with them?
Yes. I have a kitchen and I can make thousands in a week.
And is your background as a... Are you like a pastry person or a chef?
No, I used to be in advertising.
Clearly, yeah.
And because it doesn't taste like anything, you serve it with...
Well, whatever toppings we want to put on it. So it's a matcha sauce or a brown sugar sauce or roasted soybean flours. So it's kind of nutty and sweet.
And the best part is it's calorie free.
Except for the toppings.
Right, he's silent. He's like, sure it is. Give it up for our special guest, Raindrop Cake Man, Darren Wong.